For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Can you hear that? Do you have the names?
Yes. Welcome back, Utah fans. It's Rose Bowl week.
Here we are.
Can you believe it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel like it to me. I don't know why.
Hope we all had a merry, merry Christmas. From where when we're recording, we're a week away from the game. 1 week till the Rose Bowl. It is kind of hard to believe.
It's great.
But thanks for joining Utah Football Fans Podcast. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, listen to us on the long drive.
That's true.
I mean, what else are you going to listen to? So take us with you. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, join our Facebook group. And please, if you would like to contribute to the show, hit the super thanks button on YouTube. And we want to thank some of our contributors.
Absolutely.
So thank you to Matthew Otani.
Big thank you.
Big thanks.
To Marty Smith, thank you. And to Don Sharp, thank you very much. So please hit that button and contribute to the show. We've got big plans that we want to...
We're trying to build a new studio here.
Yeah, we need a new bunker and just more things. So if you can, we'd love to have you contribute. And thank you to Thomas Orthodontics, our sponsor. Hopefully he had a great Christmas. All the giveaways he was doing.
Yeah.
Look him up at thomasortho.com. Okay, Rose Bowl. It is surreal. I don't know. I'm like having a hard time wrapping my head around that it's a week away.
I knew that was going to come. What happened?
I love that guy.
What are the towel boys doing today? How was their Christmas, I wonder?
Get new towels for Christmas?
Get some new towels.
Yeah. We should have sent him a Utah towel.
We missed an opportunity, friends.
Opportunity missed.
Did you see the rumor that the Broncos Denver was courting?
I think you're
who?
Lincoln Riley.
No,
I'm pretty sure that's a fake.
They fired their coach though, didn't they?
He should be. Broncos are crap.
They're worse than the Raiders,
and that's really bad.
How is that possible?
I saw a couple of things. I read an article.
Imagine.
I'm just saying.
Incredible. It's not going to happen.
It'd be so funny.
He comes for 1 year.
Dang, that'd be funny.
And then leaves.
He would fail, by the way.
Well, yeah, you got to play defense in the NFL.
You can't cry in the NFL.
Are better in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can't just pay everybody to come to your team because every team's paying their guys. So it would be a little bit of a disadvantage to him. But go, please. Off you go. Anyway.
When are the Raiders going to fire their coach? There's the question of the day.
Amen. I want Sean Payton as the Raiders' next coach. That's what I want.
Please.
I want Sean Payton and go get Lamar Jackson.
No, I want a pocket passer.
Nah. Anyway.
Discussion for another day. Another day.
If only.
Hey, we need to, though, thank Pat and Chris from No Names.
All game.
All game. from our podcast last week. They had us on with them. I thought it was a good discussion.
Yeah, if you didn't watch last week's episode, go check it out. We get a little bit more in depth because they're Penn State guys, so they gave us, you know, what to look for and vice versa. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it, so it go check good. That out.
It was informative because, again, I just don't know anything about Penn State.
Yeah, and that's the that was the point.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything other than their quarterback's been there for 16 years.
and they wear white.
And they're kind of over it. If you ask them, they're kind of over it. So
just
it
watch it, though. It's good. I think you get a lot of good
information.
Take
it on the road with you. You've got a long drive.
After you watch this, we'll watch that one.
You could watch that one first and then this one. That would be okay, too, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. I don't think there's any more opt-outs of the game. We've got,
at this point, there's no one.
There's not
going to
be. We've got,
it's a week
Clark
away.
Phillips is gone. That's the main one. Joey Porter Jr., their corner, Penn State's corner, he's gone. So, in some ways, it is a washout. The guy's going to be a high draft pick. So, but beyond that, well, I would say this: both teams are pretty much what they are at the end of the season. Though maybe some guys who are injured might be able to play here or there. But unlike last year, we had
Mika Bernard playing corner.
We had
corner.
Our running back having to play corner because we had guys hurt. And just
Makai. We do people, know how we, to say it.
We're people's messing heads off. Explode when you mispronounce it. So it's
all
fun.
I'm saying, though, is that so this game is pretty much how the teams ended.
Yes.
So it's...
Well, so we don't...
Other than those two guys.
Well,
and some injuries.
But we don't have Kincaid.
Kincaid's not playing.
Okay, I'm not saying that. They do have some injuries, too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's no opt-outs after the season other than those guys. Everyone else, unless they were injured or something, is playing. So it's basically... It's the teams are playing each other, which is cool. When you
consider, how it should be.
It's the way it should be when you consider... Some of these other games.
Don't they have a receiver that opted out?
Well, he was already hurt, though.
Yeah,
he was out for the last, like, month of the year.
Got it.
And he was their number one guy. So, and then he declared for the draft. It was kind of irrelevant because he was already out.
Yeah. So, it's cool. I think we're going to have the team, you know, more or less, the teams are going to be playing each other.
It'll be great.
Except we don't have a kicker.
You know, our guy left. That we'll see.
We didn't have a kicker with... Reading. So,
I was just waiting. Okay. I was waiting for you to say that, but I didn't want to be.
Oh, look.
That mean.
Is it? Am I wrong?
No.
Did he have a good season? No, but now we have a guy who didn't kick anything.
I know.
So maybe he's better. Okay, well.
Yeah, but that makes me nervous.
It should make us nervous.
It made me nervous. It makes me nervous not having a kicker, but it also made me equally nervous to have Redding kicking a 28-yarder. There was no faith in that. So, but yes, Redding is no longer with the program for, they didn't say. Best of luck to him.
Yeah.
Weird timing, though. I will say that. Yeah. It's very odd timing that he just is gone.
Did he go in transfer portal or he just
No, he's just no
left.
Longer with the team. So that's
whatever. We want to talk weird. About a kicker. Moving on.
Unless
hopefully
you're Matt
he doesn't Gaines. Burn us in the
we
freaking
love you.
Game.
I know.
Well, yeah.
Okay. What about uniforms? So we know what the uniform patterns are. The Utes are going red helmet, red jersey, white pants. The only
logo.
Yeah, it's sweet. I wish we were going all red. That's my only gripe. I wish we were going red pants too.
Same.
But I do like it. Do you?
I love it. I love it. I think the helmet choice was perfect. I'm a little bummed it's not a different logo. I was looking forward to some new variation of the rose, but this one's
so
beautiful.
This logo is so good.
It's so good. Why mess with it? But I'm with you. Red pants would have just been perfect, but it's going to be pretty. Penn State all white, Utah with the red. It'll be nice.
I'm so excited we're doing those helmets. The candy apple. They're so shiny.
They're so pretty.
I remember the championship game. I just remember like those helmets are so sweet. So now with the Rose Bowl logo on them. But yeah, why not the red pants? What decision was that? I don't know why.
I don't know. Don't the players make the decisions on the uniforms? I'm
typically
pretty sure the players
do.
Have.
Typically they vote, but like, I don't know if this one, I don't know where the influence comes from this one because it is more of a specialty thing, but.
But the red on red looks top notch.
I know. I know. I don't hate the white, though. I'm not. I just saying I'd prefer the red.
Yeah.
The all red.
So yeah. I think it's cool. I didn't really like. Oh, well. This is not a slam on anybody. The all white from last year when we played.
You didn't like it?
No, I like color of some sort.
Well, then Penn State's logo.
So white. Even if you had like white top, red pants when they do that once in a while, yeah. That's even cool.
Well, Penn State, it's all white. No all names, the time. No names on the jerseys.
They throw
nothing
a blue
on the
stripe
helmet.
On there.
It's just the stripe. It's going to be so boring. I apologize to all you Penn State fans. It's so boring.
Okay, I'll just chirp in. I actually like it.
We've had this discussion.
I'm going to say it. I like the old classic look. I'm glad they don't mess with it.
You just said you don't like all white.
I'm saying Penn State has been around a while.
Yes.
And it's this old classic look that I appreciate they keep it. They don't change it up and try to modernize it. I think that old look is cool. It's like the Raiders. They look like they've always looked. They don't mess around with the just plain silver and black.
Don't compare anyone to the Raiders right now.
I'm not talking about on the field. I'm talking about just USC hasn't messed with it. Some of these old schools, the traditions. I'm just saying, so I like it, actually. I'm glad they're sticking with it.
Well, I am glad we're wearing red, because red, to me, is Utah. So especially on a big national stage like this, we need to have some red. So, I just love the way they revealed it all.
What did you think of the reveal? It was
so anticipatory, and they teased us the day before, and then Christmas.
I don't know. Is that what they did? I just saw it in a.
You didn't see the video?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, the day before, they showed us, you know, Cam's hand.
Oh, God.
With the rose petals, and it was like, it's coming, it's coming. And then the next day, they showed us the whole video and all the different pictures, and they're all in rose petals and thick boy himself. I didn't get my picture for Christmas. You two failed. I needed the Cam Rising smelling the rose picture.
Why is that my job?
It just
I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, how am I supposed to talk to a spouse?
I wanted that. Oh, okay. Who? Jesse's going to give me that for Christmas. My Cam Rising picture smelling the rose at the championship game.
I don't think any of us knew that. Did anyone know
it? I said it on the podcast.
Yeah, that was like 3 or 4 weeks ago, though.
So?
Anyway.
Let's go to the game. So, we want to talk about what we think the keys of the game are. And we'll give our prediction. But before we do that, let me just read some stats. Of course, from our, you know, last week, the podcast with those guys, I mean, we did get a lot of detail about their team and the way they play and all that kind of stuff. But and we did talk about some of the season stats.
Yeah, extremely similar.
So I'll just read a few of them, not everything. And we get it, different leagues and all that kind of stuff. But so points per game, Utah averaged 40, Penn State 35, or almost 36, 40 to 36.
Okay.
Points allowed defensively. Penn State only allowed 18 points a game. Utah allowed 20. Total yards per game. Penn State, 432. Utah, 472. Passing game, they averaged 250. Utah, 252.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rushing, they were 182. We were 220.
Okay.
Defensively, let's see, they allowed 318 yards a game. Utah allowed 325. The passing, 212. They allowed Utah 218.
And
rushing yards allowed, they were 105. And Utah 107.
God.
Now, and then I looked at a couple of the other things, and we mentioned this last week, but for instance, sacks, season sacks, Utah had 38, Penn State had 37 sacks. Interceptions, Utah had 12, Penn State had 12. Fumble recoveries, Utah had 12, Penn State had 12.
Man, these teams are mirrors.
So, you can look at the stats, and I mean, it's hard, you know, you compare what you can compare.
But if you look at the stats, it's real close. And let's face it, Penn State only lost to two teams that are in the playoffs.
Yeah. Lost Ohio State and Michigan. That's their two
losses.
Both
in their division. You know, so they lose to the Michigan, no losses. Ohio State, one loss to Michigan, and they only had two losses, and it's to both those teams. So they kind of get overlooked, but I think that's a mistake because they're a freaking good football team.
On the flip side of that, though, they don't have a marquee win. That is the one thing, right? And it's not necessarily their own fault. They just didn't really play another team inside the top 25.
Right.
So their two good teams they played, they got beat. The Ohio State game was pretty dang close. If you watched that game, it was – in fact, they were leading in the fourth quarter, so very close. Michigan, they got blown out. So they lost the two toughest games they played. There was no one else really that challenged them that was very good. So that kind of, I have a hard time reading that. But man, these two teams statistically are extremely similar.
Well, yeah, everything you just read, the only one that even had a slight difference was rushing yards, but still, it's very, very close. It's like
close.
50 yards off. So it's so insane to me. Those ones you just read, the interceptions, sacks, and fumble recoveries, they're all the exact same, one off on sacks. That's crazy.
I mean, you look at some of their scores, though, man. They destroyed some teams. So you're right.
They did.
And those guys we talked to, Pat and Chris, they admitted that the very thing you just said, they didn't have a win over
a
ranked team. Okay. However, you know, that matters. But it's not like they barely won the rest of their games. You go down their schedule.
Right. No, they killed some people.
They destroyed some people. They did what they had to do.
Right. I just look at it, as far as the schedule goes, Utah played tougher teams. Very, very similar statistically, but Utah played... They went on the road to Washington State. They had to play USC twice. They had to play Oregon State. I mean, they had a tougher, more challenging schedule. But
you think so?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know all these teams. I'm looking at their record. I'm looking who they beat.
Well, yeah, but based on top 25, top 15 teams, I mean...
I'm not going to sit here and defend them. I'm just saying...
No, but what he's saying is we played tougher opponents. And so based on rankings, which however you want to base that, we played tougher opponents this year than they did.
They did kill some people, though. So,
well, we got beat by UCLA, who was ranked. We got beat by Oregon.
Who was ranked.
And then I don't remember the other team we lost to. So let's just keep moving on. Let's just not talk about it.
So I don't know. I get all of that. But they beat up on some... You know, where they rank, no, but some good teams. Anyway, be that as it may.
Well, give us who they played then.
Okay, their first game, they beat Purdue. I think they came back and won that game. But
who went to the championship game of the Big Ten.
Right, but, you know, first games, it's...
So, anyway.
throw that one away.
Ohio's nothing. They destroyed Auburn. Auburn didn't have a good year, but they destroyed them 41-12.
Yep.
I'm going to skip some other people.
Just give us the main ones, yeah.
So Northwestern, 17-7. They got killed by Michigan.
Yeah.
45-17, Minnesota, they wiped them out. Then they lost to Ohio State, like you said, though.
It was close. The score doesn't show it, but it was one possession game late.
Yeah. Indiana, 45-14. Maryland, 30-0. Rutgers, 55-10. Michigan State, 35-16.
So they ended the season on a four-win streak. And
pretty handily on everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they top 25? No, but...
But they scored a lot of points on those opponents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just look at that these teams are very similar. So, having said all that, can get kind of boring, all the stats and whatever. What do you see as the keys of the game? Just your feel going into it.
So here's my key to the game. I think Utah has the ability for more explosive plays. I think both these teams could get into the 10 to 12 play drives where it's just, you know, there's no big chunk plays. It's just monotonous, you know, all the way down the field. If Utah can explode on a couple of plays like they did in the Pac-12 championship game, that could create some separation that will then force Penn State to throw the ball. Penn State doesn't want to throw the ball. You can make them one-dimensional. That would be humongous. Penn State's defense, though, is way better than USC's defense. But I think that the X factor in this game is Cam Rising. That's, for me, he's the X factor. We have the advantage when it comes to the quarterback. Everything else is extremely similar. If Cam can do some of his magic, I think that's the difference of the game.
I think based on the statistics that you read and our comparisons, it seems like to me our edge is in rushing yards. So if our line can create those holes, and if Jackson, Bernard can have the games like they had in championship game, mm-hmm. Jackson maybe specifically, I mean, Bernard, we know they're very different kind of backs, but if we can exploit that advantage that statistically we have over them, but Rising also, I mean, we know that Rising can use his legs, and that's a lot of where our rushing yards came, especially early on in the season. Mm-hmm. So of course, Cam is going to be an X factor in this, depending on how he plays, because we know the team feeds off of him, the energy, the passion. If he's having a good game, it seems like it just trickles down to everybody else. But I think the line play, we talked about this with Chris and Pat, that's going to be huge. It always is. But I think one of my keys after you've read all those is definitely our run game and how we're going to push that through and maybe have some of those bigger chunk plays where we can get 20 yards off a run. I don't know.
It is a very, very, very different Rose Bowl than we played
last year,
12 months ago. I mean, that game was just high-flying, ball thrown everywhere. I was blown away by the NFL quarterback, especially on Ohio State. This isn't that. This is a lot more smash-mouth defense style of football game. I mean, these two teams are their defense first, beat each other up. So,
true.
Geary?
Well, I agree. I just think this could be a very physical game. It's Penn State is a different team than Ohio State, who we played. Yeah, they were wide open, but we going into that game last year, we acknowledged it.
Huh.
Top offense in the nation, though. You know, it was all their backup still lit it up.
Yeah.
But Penn State, this game is going to be a physical game. And the team who really can be more physical for the entire game is going to win it.
It's going to be a very physical game.
I think for Utah, I mean, there's a number of keys to it, obviously, for both teams. But I watched one guy today on TV just for a brief clip. He was a Penn State guy, and he watched the Oregon Utah game, and he judged Cam Rising.
That's where he got his judgment from.
He was making some judgments about Cam Rising.
Yeah,
you might want to turn on the SC game.
And so I'm thinking to myself, dude, yeah, no, I would. Please judge him. No, Penn State, judge him.
Yeah, hopefully that's the only film that Penn State coaching staff watched. That's like judging Penn State off of the Michigan game and solely the Michigan game. That's just stupidity.
I mean, and then he said some other positive things, but he made some comments about the rushed on Cam that he overthrows when you get pressure on, and I think Penn State blitzes quite a bit. Thing is, all I'm saying is with Cam, it's really, if he has a good game, meaning he makes his throws, but he makes those big plays like he did last year with his legs, that's an advantage. He's got to do both, I feel, because they got a good defense. And they're going to try to stop the run.
Yes.
But so is Utah going to try to stop their run. Now, to me, I think for Penn State, they have what, Singletary? What's his name? Singleton and Allen. Two running backs.
Young.
Really good.
Very good running backs.
And they're going to try to run them. So, likewise, Utah needs to shut that down and make Clifford throw the ball because he is erratic, apparently. And if we can get him into those kinds of situations, now let him run. All I know is when you people, I think, in Utah side are comfortable with Cam. When I listen to or read Penn State people,
they
give a lot of they give accolades to the guy because he's been there, what, 6 years?
Yeah.
But it's always with a bit of a caveat that he's got some weaknesses. So
there's not the support behind him that we have with Cam. No. I think is what you're,
he's very streaky.
Based on what we're hearing.
He can make some
he can hit a great pass and then two passes later he leaves it 15 yards short. He's very hot and cold. My biggest concern for Utah is our biggest, I mean, it wasn't a factor in the Pac-12 championship game, but Kincaid is not playing.
Yeah, it's a big factor.
It's a big factor. So some of these other guys are going to have to step up. Yasmin got to step up again. He had a huge play in the Pac-12 championship game. Money Parks, Jalen Dixon, Enos, and Vaile, these guys have got to step up and fill those shoes because I'm with you. If we can run the ball and establish that run game, that's huge. But in order to do that, they have to respect your pass game. So that, to me, it makes me a little nervous that that threat of Kincaid's not even, it's not there. He's not playing. So.
Yeah, everyone else is in.
Everyone else is in.
Other, you know, other than, but Kincaid obviously was the guy.
But he was limited in the Pac-12 championship game. He had four catches. So,
yeah.
Other guys stepped up in that game.
Yeah, he was a decoy.
Right.
Apparently. Until that.
Until that one drive, which was huge. Huge drive.
Yeah, it was a massive
drive.
So,
I don't know. I'm feeling pretty good. But, man, it's going to be a fun game. Two very, very good teams. I also give the coaching edge to Utah.
Well, of course.
I think James Franklin's a very good coach. I think he's kind of trended down a little bit. I think he's a very good coach, though.
Yeah, so he's a good coach, man.
I think that the coaching edge is slightly in the favor of Utah. Having been there last year helps. I don't know. I it's going to be fun, though. It's going to be tight.
I mean, it's the fact that we have the same number of sacks, a one-off. Okay, we have one more sack than they do. It's the same. I mean, but if we can protect Cam... Because USC game, which again, USC defense is what it is, but he didn't get sacked in the championship game. Right. So we talk about it so often, but it's the line, the line play in the trenches. And like you've said, it's going to be so physical. So it's who can last all four quarters in the trenches, protecting the quarterback, and then...
I mean, our line is all there. Our offensive line is there. Our D line is there, which is great.
And we are healthier going to this Rose Bowl than we were last year, like we
by
talked
a
about.
Mile.
I mean, we didn't have a secondary last year.
No, when you look back and look at our, it is scary. I mean, we had Clark Phillips, that was it. Now we don't. We got a lot more experience back there,
but we've got Vaughn,
who
is taking Clark Phillips' spot. Okay, yeah, is he a? He's not Clark Phillips.
Well, nobody
but Vaughn
is.
Had a freaking good year, man. Yeah. So
yeah, no one is.
I feel good about it. I feel good about him coming in, and everybody else is there.
Uh-huh. The thing is, again, this is not the same offense that we just played against SC. This is not the offense that we played last year against Ohio State. Their offense is, it's solid and serviceable, but it's not explosive. So I think that our back end can hold up. A lot of it, though, I think you're right. It's going to come down to the run game, clock management, making, you know, those sorts of decisions. So... I don't know. I'm excited.
Be fun.
So.
Hopefully it's not raining.
I was just going to say that. Did you see the weather report?
Right now.
I've looked ahead.
Right now, it looks like Monday is okay.
I saw one today.
It's like every other day is going to rain.
I'll be so mad.
But.
If I'm in Southern California.
That's a week away.
We're still a week away. So it could change. I mean, it rained last year the day before, 2 days before.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, yeah, the drive down.
We drove in the rain.
We drove in the rain.
It was a torrential downpour for 7.5 hours of my life.
I don't know if we want to give any tips. I mean, we did it last year. We did go last year, and we didn't.
We got to give our prediction first.
Okay, do you want to do that first?
Yeah. Oh, sure, are we there? Any other thoughts?
I mean, our special teams makes me very nervous.
Yeah, that's going to be a factor.
Now... look, Redding was not reliable, but we are now without a kicker. So we went from a wild card kicker who has not done us very many favors this year to now...
to nothing.
We don't have a kicker.
To a guy that hasn't kicked all year.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, God, I hope that doesn't come back to bite us in the freaking ass.
So, man, that's a worry. It's just... this is a different animal. I anticipate Penn State to be a real physical team.
Yep.
The thing about Utah, though, in the Pac-12, we don't play these kinds of teams that often.
It's Stanford. It's like the only team that's built like this.
That's right. I was going to say, what Pac-12 team do you think it's is Stanford. Most like
it used to be Stanford.
It was Stanford. Not right now.
They're not playing, you know, right now.
But when we play teams like this, we usually do very well. This is the type of football Utah likes to play.
We've had good track record against Stanford.
Uh-huh.
Even when they were doing
well.
And
it's bully ball. And it is just what side of the ball is going to be more physical, stronger. That's the game.
So, that's what it is. I think it's going to be freaking close. So, go, man. What have you thought about? What's your prediction?
It's 35-27 Utah.
He ripped me off from... He ripped me off.
That was what you were going to say?
Close.
I don't remember what I gave on
I
the...
I don't remember what I gave it's closest. Last week.
It's 35-27. That's the final score. I'm pulling a Gary here.
That's it.
You go. I can't. I don't know.
No, I think it was going to be... I was going to say 35-28. I don't think this game, it's going into the 40s.
No. I actually
we've
don't
We've said
either.
All of these same things against USC, and it
okay,
was...
Okay, but...
Yeah, but USC has the... that freaking offense.
I'm with you. I would be shocked if
Plus,
we get to 40.
There's
going to
be a lot more running in this game.
The clock is going to be faster this game.
I just can't see it going to... Honestly, I could see like a 28-27 type of game just because of the style of play. Now, we'll see. When these games come, who knows how it's all going to play out, how the offensive coordinators are going to try to do stuff. I don't know, but there's going to be a lot more running between both teams, which makes the clock go faster. Right. That's why I don't think we hit 40. If we hit 40, we win. That's all. I will say that.
Yeah.
I don't see it being a shootout. Like, I don't...
Nope.
It's not going to be where last year where we were just passing, touchdown. Like, I think you're right. It's going to take longer, sustained drives.
Of course I'm right. Always right.
I can't say 35 because you both said it, but I'll say 32-24.
Okay.
It's going to be a close one.
Yeah.
At the end of the game, it's going to be a one possession
game.
It's
close.
Though.
I just feel it.
I just see it. Goal. It's going to be very tight. I picked 35 because we don't have to kick a field goal to get to 35.
See, I know. That's true.
I hope it doesn't come down to that kind of stuff.
I'll vomit.
Who is our kicker? What's his name?
Knowles,
do we even
isn't
know?
It? Is that who the kicker's going to be?
No.
Noyes?
Noyes, Knowles, whatever Noyes. His name is.
It's Noyes.
He's the one that's
going
to do it.
Well, he's done the kickoffs.
I know, but he's going to be our...
Yeah, he's the guy.
He's the guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, Jordan Knowles.
Okay, well...
His backup, I've never even heard of him. He's a freshman. So Jordan Knowles, our sophomore, we got a freshman backup that probably just suited up for this game.
So no field goals.
Extra points, you know, so that's a worry.
That is.
But man, you go down our depth chart.
I'm so concerned about that.
It's great as far as, you know, there's some guys that were missing because of injury throughout the season and for other stuff. But other than Kincaid, who was actually hurt. Like you said, everyone else is there except Clark.
And Clark. Yeah, everyone else.
Yeah.
And on their side, too.
Right.
So it's going to be, I'm with you. It's
I think
great.
This is going to be one of the, other than maybe the Final Four team, the playoff teams, as far as the other bowls, I anticipate this to be one of the top bowls of the season again.
Agreed.
But we played a championship game. They did not.
Yes. No. We've played one more game than them.
We played one more game than they have. Not. I don't know that helps you or hurts you, but because we didn't leave that game with any injuries or anything like that we didn't already have.
No, we didn't.
I don't know. Rose Bowl festivities. I mean, we can share what we know and what we did last year. Not that we're experts or anything, but
I'll say one thing.
We can share what we did.
My one share is If you've never been to the Rose Bowl, it's like in a freaking neighborhood. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not easy to get to, and it can get extremely congested to get to it.
It does get congested.
It is ridiculous. We got there like 6 hours early last year, and it was, even then, it was congested. So here's the tip. Get there freaking early and just plan on being there early. Park on the golf course. Tons of parking on the golf course. I've heard of some other people.
There's some other ways.
Other places.
Still.
And they've had negative. So golf course was great. Getting out was easy, but it's in a neighborhood. So if your thought is, I'll get there 2 hours before the game, you'll be sitting in traffic missing kickoff.
Yeah. So if you haven't been, the stadium is, like you said, in a neighborhood. So the roads getting in and out, they're residential streets.
Two-lane highways.
Right. So...
Windy road down.
It's
awful. There.
Yeah, you're going down like a. It's bad.
Yeah, and it's. So the stadium right next to it is the golf course where all the tailgating, all the festivities, and parking does happen. I would suggest that you prepay for your parking, which is what we've done. If you just look up like Rose Bowl parking online, it's on the Rose Bowl website. It'll link you to the parking. It's like $50. But that gets you probably the closest. I don't know. I know some people have talked about a parking garage.
You could take a shuttle or something over.
This is just what we did last year. It's what we're going to do this year again. If you do end up doing that and parking on the golf course, give yourself a pin. Like drop a pin when you park.
Oh, my gosh. Getting out of there, you walk out and there's just balloons and you're going.
When you leave, it's dark.
Uh-huh.
And you do have to walk a ways and you get very like disoriented and turned around. So there's a tip for
That's
you
a good
also.
Tip. Walk 6 miles the wrong direction and go, oh, wait, we're on the north side of the stadium.
Exactly. But there's tailgating and festivities.
There's
and
other stuff,
you can actually, you can buy RV parking and you can tailgate yourself if you want to. People do that. There's an alumni tailgate that's going to be going on, the Utah alumni tailgate, if you want to do that. They're like $175 tickets.
Person.
Per person. So we're not going to be
I'm
doing that.
I'm not doing that because I paid... about that to get into the game. So
we'll be wandering around.
Nice try, Alumni Association.
If you see us, please say hi. I know what Gary's tip is going to be, and that is to get into the stadium early.
How early did we go in last time?
Like an hour.
But
I
even
don't
then.
Know. I don't even think it was an hour.
I don't think it was quite an hour.
We cut it a little too close.
We cut it too close.
But when we got there, first of all, you had to go through security or whatever it was.
Oh, clear bags and too.
Clear bags.
Well, of course, yeah.
But. There were people last year that were having to go back, so always, always clear bags.
So you had to go through that. Uh-huh. Then you get into the stadium, and the portals going into the seating
they're
was
small.
Packed.
They're this big. You can fit one person.
So you're just kind of going slow. I'm just saying you make fun of me, but I would rather be able to get to my seat. Not like last time.
The Rose Bowl Stadium is very, very old. So it's not like these new Allegiant stadiums where the concourses are wide. No. So those tunnels get so congested. And if you're planning on being able to walk in and grab yourself a beverage and go sit down, no. Because the concession lines are horrible. And they don't have a lot of, at least last year, they didn't have a lot of employees. They ran out of stuff. Anyway, so give yourself a plenty of time. Just go over, enjoy the whole day. Then you get the flyover. And
which, by the way, it's not the stealth bomber this year.
I saw that.
Which sucks.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's just a different fighter plane.
It's a crop duster from the local winery or something. I don't know. It'll be cool, but
I heard
it
was electric powered.
Because it's California.
California, probably.
Yeah.
There is a pep rally on Sunday.
Sunday. It's either solar, maybe it's wind.
It's a wind plane.
It's a wind plane.
No, there's a pep rally on Sunday.
So stupid.
At like the Block Hotel or something like that. I don't know. Look it up on Utah U.
We'll share
Utah.
Stuff too. So follow us because we'll share some tailgate stuff and events and things like that as they come to
the
us.
The team's going
to
be in Disneyland. The marching band gets to do
are
a parade.
Are you going to Disneyland?
No. Oh, heck. All right. Are we done with all that?
I'm just sharing all the people are
people
so excited.
People know.
And follow us along. We'll be documenting again.
Do they?
Sure, they want to see what we're doing. Of course. I mean, hello. And say hi if you see us.
Absolutely.
Gary will give you a lanyard.
And a sticker.
And a sticker.
And a hug.
Maybe Bryn will give you a hug.
Don't be offering the people that.
Hey, I'll give you a hug.
James will give you a
hug. I'll give you a hug. No one cares.
You can get a hug from James and a picture. He'll autograph it for you, too.
My autograph looks like a seven-year-old. It's so embarrassing. You know, like, when you're with someone, there's this beautiful... Mine's like, James. It looks so bad.
Maybe the people want it.
They don't. It is embarrassing. Like, I'm signing my mortgage documents, and I'm looking at it myself, being like, no one's going to believe this is my signature. It looks like a 12-year-old.
Child do this for you, mister? Oh,
and then
maybe you should write once in a while.
Who writes? Everything's this now.
I know. It's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
All right.
Gary writes on his notepad.
I kind of combine printing and cursive.
Yeah, you do. It's very odd.
Isn't it a cool?
A cool.
So cool.
It's a cool.
It's a combination.
I also can't spell either because that's auto. Autofill.
Your generation is all messed up, man.
My generation? I'm old.
Okay, let's talk about the college football playoff. And just say, who do we pick to get into the final? We've got Georgia, Ohio State, and we've got Michigan, TCU. What do you? Any thoughts on those games?
Okay,
those games are Saturday.
Big Ten's got to be pretty excited.
Saturday. Isn't one of them like 9:10 a.m. on Saturday?
I haven't looked at the times, but they're Saturday, which
is be driving to California.
New Year's Eve. I know.
What are they? I think I've got them here somewhere.
Yeah, look it up. I feel like one of them is.
One of those games is extremely easy to pick.
Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl. What the heck is that?
The Pinstripe Bowl.
Bad Boy Mowers
Pinstripe Bowl. Syracuse. We got Syracuse and Minnesota. Yeah, I think I'm going to watch that.
Gosh. I'll watch it.
Keep going.
Tony the Tiger Bowl.
They play a game on the Dan Patrick Show of real bowl or fake bowl, and they'll name some of these. It's incredible, some of the names.
Okay, so
right here. So.
Oh, no, I was wrong. Okay, they're in the afternoon and evening.
You've got one at 2 p.m. Mountain Time.
That's TCU, Michigan.
And then you've got at 6 p.m., that's the Ohio State, Georgia game later in the day on Saturday. All right, what do you think about these? Any thoughts?
Michigan's going to win.
Yeah, that's the easy one.
I feel like that's the easy one to call.
Why?
They're a much better team
because
than
of the way Michigan has bullied everybody and the way they beat up Ohio State. I don't know that TCU is going to be.
Yeah, and I watched TCU play their championship game against Kansas State, who's a pretty good football team, and they struggled. They struggled. They went to overtime. They lost. I'm with you. I think that's the easy one. I think Michigan beats TCU, and I think they beat them pretty decently.
You don't think so?
No, I think Michigan's going to win that. I do. For that reason, I just think they're more physical team. Which will dominate him.
Yeah. Well, especially if the Michigan quarterback can play like he's been playing the last couple of games. Good grief.
We'll see. All right. Georgia, Ohio State.
That one's easy, too. Georgia's going to kill him. And there's a couple reasons I don't want a Big Ten rematch as the championship game. I just don't.
Yeah.
So, but I think Georgia's defense, I just think they're going to be too much for Ohio State. But, hey, what do I know?
I mean, I think I'm probably in the same boat. I think I could see Georgia. Ohio State has struggled in some games, and so I'm picking Georgia. I don't.
That's very profound.
Well, it is profound. I don't know what else to say about it. I'm not going to get into specifics, but I don't. Ohio State has had their struggles with certain teams. I mean, look, Penn State, they almost lost to, and
Penn State's garbage. So.
Ooh.
And Michigan.
Ooh. Trash talk.
Michigan handled them.
Right. So I think it's going to be Georgia-Michigan in the
final. I think so, too. And that, you know what? That would be a great final. Gary, what do you
Yeah, say? I think if I'm going to bet on it, I'm betting on Georgia. I want Ohio State to win it, though.
You do want Ohio State
I do.
To
I don't
win
want
it.
Georgia won it last year. That's
you want
fine.
Ohio
Get
State
them out.
To win the whole thing? Or
no, I want them to go into the chant.
Against Michigan?
I don't want
all the hook, man.
I don't want Georgia in the final.
I know.
Can you imagine that
whatever,
rivalry?
Oh, my God.
That rivalry to win the national championship game.
In a rivalry game. That'd be big.
A rematch.
That was the thing. When I watched
that would
the
be fun.
Ohio State-Michigan game, until Michigan ran away with it, at the beginning it was like, this is the best game. This should be the national championship game. I agree with you, though. I think it's kind of annoying to have two teams from the same conference But it would be kind
of... SEC does it all the freaking time, so...
It would be kind of cool.
Yeah, it would.
It would be really cool. But I think Georgia beats them. I'm looking at the lines right now, because I am curious to see what the lines are on
these. I think Georgia's too athletic and physical.
What other games? There's...
Pac-12 plays some games this week. Okay, just a couple of things. Right now, Utah is a 2.5-point favorite, which... And then Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite. Michigan's a 7.5-point favorite.
What was Georgia?
6.5 overall over Ohio State.
Pretty significant.
That's a big spread.
When's Oregon play?
They're on...
Right there. San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl.
Okay, so Oregon plays Wednesday, Holiday Bowl.
Oh, man. Against North Carolina.
North Carolina.
They are a 14-point favorite.
Really?
Go Ducks, I'm telling you.
Wow.
It's hard to say.
Oh, we need to mention, by the way, Bo Nix coming back.
Yeah.
He's coming back another year. The Pac-12 quarterbacks next year
are insane.
Williams, Bo Nix, Penix, all back, maybe Rising, we have no idea. But then they add DJ Uiagalelei to...
Yeah, Clemson QB.
The Clemson QB is now
Oregon State.
The Oregon State QB. So those
and UCLA just got themselves
and then like a 5-star dude,
like one of the top rookie. But hey,
hey, it is some of the best QB play in all of college football next year. It's going to be awesome.
Washington plays Texas on Thursday in the Alamo Bowl.
Texas is a 3-point favorite in that one, which that surprises me. Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
come on,
Texas is favored.
Texas is favored.
Come on, Washington, you got to win that one. UCLA plays
Pitt Friday. UCLA is favored in that one. Beat Pitt. Pitt's a bunch of whiny babies all the time. You notice that?
When does USC
play? Their coach whining?
He whined about USC
because they took Addison.
Now that was legit because...
Now they're whining about Utah going
about
after a receiver.
Who hadn't committed to anybody yet.
Whine.
It's like, welcome to college football, dude.
That's the new college football.
That's what it is
It sucks, but that's what
Bummer.
It is. Yeah, be a better program, Pitt.
I hope the Pac-12 does well in your bowl games. I really do. Yeah.
Because last year was a joke.
Yeah, can I say this out loud?
Oh, my gosh. Guys, record it. She's going to say it.
Will I cheer for USC?
Yeah, you will.
Will I?
Yeah.
They play the same day we play.
I'm cheering for them.
I don't know.
USC's only a 2-point.
USC!
Good timing.
What happened?
But you are, aren't you?
I really don't know. I can't confirm nor deny if I'll be cheering for them. I'll be cheering for every other Pac-12 team. I don't know about that one.
You see, though, here's the thing about bowl games. Yeah, Oregon State won, but Florida came in. Richardson had left. The program had blown up, and so Oregon State won. You had one team that just wasn't there mentally and their players, Oregon State.
And Oregon State cared. If you watch,
they cared.
Yeah. They cared.
And they killed him. It just wasn't that's part some of the problem with some of these bowl games.
Well, especially the SEC, it just matters more until the bowl game that you don't want to be in comes around, and then they all flail and leave. SEC, you softies.
Brendan.
You know what I'm talking about.
In your epistle to James. Make sure it's written to James on that comment.
That was just for you. And I appreciate the other comment because I am a little bit of a psychopath at the games, and it was fun to have someone watch that and call me out.
Watching us almost fall over the railing.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, the guy behind me, he kept grabbing my shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had bruising.
He doesn't even remember being at the game.
No, he was plastered. He was.
You were his best friend night.
We were BFFs.
All right.
Anyway. Where were we?
Comments.
Okay.
We have some comments on comments.
Yeah, there's a few, just a couple of comments tonight. From Brett. I'll read this one. He made a couple derogatory ones at other places, which I won't.
We won't share those ones.
For it. But he said, cool program today. Yeah, it was. Bryn's, this was our Zoom.
Wait, let me see. How does he spell Bryn?
Well.
B-R-E-N.
That's not the correct way, but
Bren?
That's all right.
It's not Bren. It's B-R-Y-N-N.
N. Three N's.
No. Bren.
Two N's.
Bryn's quilt backdrop was nice.
Oh, yeah. That was a gift from my mother a couple of years ago on my birthday.
It is pretty cool. Isn't that all your Must stuff?
Uh-huh. It was a bunch of Must t-shirts, and she had a woman in her neighborhood make it. It is nice.
Isn't that fun doing that?
As long as I don't have to clean it up.
This is from Jake L. Hey, woohoo!
Woohoo!
That's
you
it.
Have to
That's
say it better. Like that.
Finally got a question featured. Woo. There you go. Yeah, you were. And now you were mentioned again, Jake.
Oh, that one was
That was bad.
Good. That wasn't a good one.
I know that.
That one was not good.
That was not good. We'll
get enough
one.
Air underneath. No. This is from Jordan Brown. I've been missing you three all week.
Oh, we missed you too.
Jordan, I've missed you. Merry Christmas, go you. See you at the Rose Bowl.
Ooh.
We're there.
Yeah.
Look us up. You'll be able to see us.
We'll share our location. You can find us.
We really stand out in the crowd.
Okay, this is a little different. Someone posted on our Facebook page. His post got deleted. Got automatically deleted. Okay. It was a picture of Tyler Huntley. This is Stetson T. Pierce. He put just a picture of Huntley up.
Okay.
It got deleted, and then so he screenshot it.
Okay.
And then he said, why did this get deleted?
Okay.
Okay. And a bunch of people are on there saying all sorts of stupid stuff, which I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
I will just read to you what Facebook said.
Oh, God.
Post has fewer than 10 characters. So for the record.
What?
Facebook, he didn't say anything on the picture.
That's a thing?
I guess.
Oh, my God.
So Stetson.
You know that was a thing.
If that is your name.
That's a good name. It's his name.
Do you wear a Stetson?
Sure.
We had nothing to do with it.
It wasn't us.
In fact, we get people whining about posts that are taken down all the time as if we're doing it.
Yeah.
Facebook takes a bunch of stuff down. I mean, if you're using language, it's out, and it's not us. There's a few things we will delete if it gets, you know, you start yelling at each other too much. It's over the top. Yeah, but we rarely delete stuff. Most of it, by far, is just Facebook. So
95% of it.
Didn't even know that was a rule on Facebook.
That's a rule. We all know it now. Oh. Be advised, it was not us. Just for the record, you're probably not even going to watch. Who knows? But this is
why people said it was deleted. There's speculation.
So here's.
These are my favorite, though, to read.
Okay, I'll just read two.
Why we.
Massey Losey. An administrator. Now, we are the administrators, by the way.
The only administrators.
The only administrators.
Yell at Bren.
An administrator probably don't know who it is. Lots of love.
Don't know who Tyler
Huntley
is?
They're Utah fans? Okay, dude.
That is offensive, sir.
Who, by the way, is in the Pro Bowl? Go, Huntley.
I know.
An administrator probably don't know who Tyler Huntley is.
Tyler Huntley.
Why do you
would make it this far?
Is it really smart to go after the administrators? Who with a couple of clicks.
Hey, Gary is drunk with power. He will.
Communist Gary over here will just iron fist you. And
I mean, that's
God.
Massey.
We know who Tyler Huntley is.
That's
he
a
was
dumb,
our running back for like 3 years.
That's a stupid comment, man. And this is from Ran Wynn. Probably an administrator Steelers fan.
Oh.
Okay, it says you never listen to us.
Yeah, because he's not going to hear this comment.
You're not going to hear this comment that we're going to call you out, Ran.
Steelers.
No way.
Maybe. I'm in the market for a new team.
I'm kind of with her.
You guys suck.
I say this every week, I'll torture myself and watch the
Believe
damn
me, we're not
game.
Steelers fans.
I'll take offers. I'm going to switch over to someone new.
Oh, my gosh.
Gary, you are off your game tonight.
And this is from Jeff Walsh. Do I read this one or not?
I don't know. We have some Instagram ones. If you
no, back
don't.
That one. I don't want to go down that road. Okay. It doesn't really matter.
I want to read it, though. Let's see it.
We're going to read.
Actually, can you read it to me? I don't know how to read.
That's true. You don't. We just posted today on Instagram about how Utah fans are feeling. So we're going to read some of these. Ben Scott, 2017, he said that he's expecting a big sea of red making its way to Pasadena this week. I
true.
Think that's probably true.
It'll be good.
Though those guys said Penn State travels.
That's such a far.
I know.
Okay, but here's.
It's. I think it'll be
far, even. And hopefully for the Penn State people, let's hope that this
your flights this don't get storm canceled. Hasn't
will have passed because
that's true.
I know people that spent the Christmas break.
Me too.
At the airport.
Me too. Yesterday, Christmas Day. Christmas I know people Day sent me in a picture airport.
Holding a cup of coffee in an airport.
Oh God, that sounds just awful. Okay, Big Sill 32. I think we will win. I hope we can establish a balanced offense.
We need to.
Gregory T. Bird.
Never heard of him.
He says, Bird. Feeling like our first Rose Bowl trophy is coming home. Okay.
I'm with you, Bird.
Bird, I miss you. Come back to Utah. Let's go golfing.
Come on, Bird. I need my car clean. Would you come?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'll give him a shout out.
If he's not an official sponsor.
I don't give a crap. He'll pay me. Hey, yeah. If you live in Arizona, hit up Bird. He owns a car like detailing business, and he comes to you. And I mean, it is immaculate. So hit him up.
Okay, you know how to send us some dough now, Bird.
Yeah, Bird. You got my Venmo account.
You owe us. Jay Fulham says he is super excited. I feel confident that Utah can win the Rose Bowl against Penn State. Go Utes.
It's going to be tough, though. Can't be too overconfident on this. Boys and girls.
I'm not going
to. Wendy Russin, this is our time. Utah wins 24-21. Woo, that's close.
That's actually a good call.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Low scoring.
I
know, but.
Close.
No, Wendy. Then we have to kick a field goal.
I know, it's too scary.
Oh, jeez. Okay, there we have it.
The Rose Bowl.
We did it. We made it.
Any final.
Oh, my gosh, Rose Bowl.
Any final thoughts?
I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think this is going to be a tough game. I really do. I'm not.
Wear red, Utah fans.
Oh, yeah.
If you wear white, you're going to look like you're cheering for Penn State.
Jeez.
They've actually, like, as dumb as it is, they've come out and it's like, wear red.
Wear
and
it, red.
I get it.
Red,
like, I've got black red, and red. Gray and all that. Red.
Just take all your red, red Utah
red.
Gear.
If you don't have red, Gary has like 1,600 articles of clothing that he would be willing to lend to you.
Oh, it's true, actually.
I've seen the drawer.
See a drawer.
I have more. I have
she
more.
She has more.
Okay.
So one of these times we're going to count and see who has more.
I dumped a bunch, so I can't. That's
a bummer. Enough. That sucks for you. I have more.
Okay, anyway. Well, go Utes. You know,
go Utes.
Two things.
You. What happened?
And they still don't know.
They didn't wave the
go Utes, baby. Here we go.
Pasadena, here we come.
Drive safe.
Yeah, be safe, everybody.
There's some weather coming, so.
Go Utes.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.